The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to John. Jesus said to his disciples, "When the Advocate comes, whom I will send to you from the Father, the Spirit of truth who comes from the Father, he will testify on my behalf. You also are to testify because you have been with me from the beginning. I did not say these things to you from the beginning because I was with you. But now I am going to him who sent me. Yet none of you asked me, 'Where are you going?' But because I have said these things to you, sorrow has filled your hearts. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is to your advantage that I go away. For if I do not go away, the Advocate will not come to you. But if I go, I will send him to you. And when he comes, he will prove the world wrong about sin and righteousness and judgment. About sin, because they do not believe in me. About righteousness, because I am going to the Father, and you'll see me no longer. About judgment, because the ruler of this world has been condemned. I still have many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. When the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all the truth. For he will not speak on his own, but will speak whatever he hears. And he will declare to you the things that are to come. He will glorify me because he will take what is mine and declare it to you. All that the Father has is mine. For this reason, I said that he will take what is mine and declare it to you." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
In the name of our God, the source of all life, all love, and all light, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. Happy birthday, church. That's what the Feast of Pentecost is all about, celebrating our birth. And I think for being 2,000 years old, we're doing pretty well. What do you think? Yeah, pretty good, huh? On this day, we join Christians all over the world to celebrate the day that God sent his Holy Spirit, to charge up a ragtag group of people to continue the relay race of God's mission. To borrow from last week's sermon, the baton has been passed on to the Spirit working among us, the people. The Spirit moves the original disciples and all of us, and we start running with great vigor. I don't know about you, but the day of my birth, none of that happened. I think people were excited, but there was a lot of excitement here when the birth of the church took place. And the scriptural accounts suggest that they witnessed the first century version of an amazing fireworks display. I guess it was huge. There were tons of fire. It was a booming experience. So we know on that original Pentecost, people were confused. People were speaking in different languages. Some were acting drunk. It said that they can't be drunk. It's 9 a.m. But somebody probably said, well, it's 5 p.m. somewhere, I'm certain. I'm certain somebody in the crowd said that. And there was fire, and there was a microburst of wind involved. Who says that the church is boring, right? Look at our birth narrative. Given that description of Pentecost, I find it absolutely humorous that we call the Holy Spirit the Holy Comforter. There's not warm and fuzzies in this scene at all. We don't get the Care Bear version of the Holy Spirit. We get the fire-breathing dragon version of the Holy Spirit at the Feast of Pentecost. And there's nothing wrong to relate to the Holy Spirit as comforter. That's really important. The Holy Spirit does ease our pain, affirms who we are deeply, and calms us in times of distress. But that's not the complete job description of the Holy Spirit. To get a more complete picture of this third person of the Trinity, we need to unpack what the gospel writer calls the Holy Spirit in today's gospel according to John. It says advocate in the English version, If we were to look at it in the Greek, it would be paraclete, paraclete. Although it is often translated as comforter or advocate, it's a compound Greek word that means to come alongside another, to come alongside another. And as much as the Holy Spirit is our advocate to encourage us as one who comes alongside us, the Holy Spirit is equally our agitator to challenge us, kind of like a really good friend who always speaks the truth in love. That's what we see in today's historic eyewitness footage of the first century version of Pentecost. The Spirit didn't comfort anyone, but instead prompted the disciples to make a very public scene with the troubling good news that the person the crowds had put to death was alive as a result of the power of God. The Spirit doesn't take away their problems or necessarily our problems, or make all things right, at least in the moment. Rather, the Spirit stirs up our deepest hopes, our deepest desires, our deepest longings for ourselves and for the world. The Spirit intervenes, interrupts, and intercedes by giving voice to our deepest needs. And then the Spirit propels us into action. That's why we do pursue our deepest passions. That's the work of the Spirit. That's why we tap into our creativity to make our lives and that of others more beautiful. That's why we explore new ways of being and new activities. That's why we spend time making Church Without Walls sandwiches or volunteering at Pauline's Stockpot Kitchen. The Spirit propels us. That's why we do what we can to respond to the cries and needs of others. That's why we actually can get over our fears and respond to those who aren't like us. That's why we overcome our lack of confidence or complacency to try new things. The Spirit is alive and working within us. And the Holy Spirit uses love to give us power. As you know, our presiding bishop, Michael Curry, the head honcho of the Episcopal Church, if you will, was yesterday's guest preacher at the royal wedding. And he just had a few things to say about love. Just a few. Here's one of the quotes. "There's power in love to lift and liberate when nothing else will. There's power in love to show us the way to live." End quote. That's the work of the Holy Spirit, our advocate and agitator, to come alongside us so that we can embrace this truth about love, a truth that shows us in all creation how to live together. So on this Pentecost, instead of invoking the Spirit by saying, "Come, Holy Spirit," might we shout, "Come alongside us, Holy Spirit. Come alongside us." So here are some questions for you to think about this week as we reflect on the Feast of Pentecost. First question, how have I experienced the Holy Spirit as both an advocate and agitator? Second question, how might the Holy Spirit be challenging me to grow in my understanding of myself and others? And lastly, what are the deep hopes and yearnings the Holy Spirit might be stirring up within me at the moment? And as you reflect on these and other questions regarding your life in God, please know that the Holy Spirit, the very presence of God in our midst, that is closer than our very breath, is with you, has come alongside you, and will be with you forever. Come alongside, Holy Spirit, come. Amen.